Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's talk allergies for a sec. When you bring in, say, a birthday cake to your kid's school, are there any restrictions on what you're allowed to share?
Yumi, there are so many restrictions on what we're allowed to share for our kids. Yeah, at their school. It's got to be gluten-free. It's got to be gluten-free, which is surprising, right? You think nut-free.
Yeah, obviously, nut-free I get.
It has to be nut-free. But there's some kids with gluten intolerances, severe ones, so we're told. And so it has to be gluten-free as well. It also has to be dairy-free.
Crikey.
Yeah, it doesn't leave much, does it?
A bowl of sugar.
That's an option. Frozen lollies are also an option.
They're called icy poles here. Frozen lollies. Who is this guy? I'll tell you who he is. He's Simon Davis. I'm Yumi Steins, and this is your 5-Minute Food Fix.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So today on the show, I did want to talk about an invention not created by me, but I've certainly had my version be an extreme success for when you've got to do something for people with tons of allergies.
Yes.
So gluten-free, dairy-free, nut and egg-free, what does it leave? It leaves not very much, but you want that feeling of celebration if you're supplying, say, your kid's school or the work office party with something to say, listen, we love you, we value you, happy birthday, here's a bowl of sugar.
Yeah, look, I mean, that is an option, or money, but not for kids, right?
Yeah. So I know that a lot of people have outsourced to try and go, okay, well, we'll pay a lot of money for a gluten and dairy-free cake, and it doesn't necessarily work out that well.
No, you can add us to that list, Yumi. We did it. We tried
it.
I threw my hands up in the air and went, this is too many restrictions. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Let's get the cake in. And we did. And it was the densest, most brick-like cake I have ever had the delight to sample myself. Yep. And I did get to sample it because 3/4 of it came back from the kids' daycare. Apparently the tutors tried it and even they didn't really like it. So no, that was a fail.
Oh no, I'm sweating so much because I feel your pain. Look, what I can recommend is doing the classic watermelon cake, or it's also known as a fruit salad cake.
Brilliant.
The prime ingredient is a whole watermelon. So depending on the season and the cost, it can set you back about $20 or $30 just for the watermelon, which is a little bit jaw-dropping when you think about it. Like, I'm paying how much for a melon? What is going on? But then if you think about how much you'd spend on a cake plus the labour involved.
It was more than that.
I bet it was. I bet your cake was way more than that. Anyway, I think it's important to game your thinking around this stuff sometimes because you can go $5 for blueberries, but you'd easily pay $5 for a croissant that is way worse for you. So just, you got to really weigh up how you spend money sometimes. So buy a whole watermelon and then a couple of other contrasting coloured fruits. So a great one is cantaloupe, big fat strawberries that are going to go the distance, so they need to be not mushy but fairly firm, and then things like green melon, grapes, that kind of thing. What you're going to do is sculpt that watermelon flesh into the shape of kind of like a shaved football.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to cut off all the skin, right?
Yes, yeah.
And then you want to set it on a beautiful cake stand type thing, if you have one, so that it sits up high and erect and it's already starting to look impressive. You didn't like how I said erect then, did you?
And then sorry, schoolboy,
the next thing that you're going to need is like cake or scone cutters, you know, that cut foods into the shape of stars, love hearts, squares, triangles, that kind of thing.
Well, we've got those.
You can do it with a knife, but I do find that the cutters does expedite things a little bit. And then basically get your layers of melon and different coloured fruits, cut them into the beautiful shapes, make skewers out of them, and then punch those skewers into the top of your watermelon football.
Ah, I like that. So we use those fruit kebabs,
yes,
as we tend to call them, at kids' parties all the time. But I love this idea of adorning the watermelon football with them. That's,
yes,
brilliant.
And then picture that on an elevated cake stand.
Yep.
You walk into daycare or school or into the office with all the people with the allergies who are cringing away from your cheesecakes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And say, ta-da, you're loved. Here's your thing. Happy
Here's
birthday.
Your very large, beautiful watermelon cake.
Yes.
I would go for that.
I know, yeah. Right. And then if you are sort of handing it over to, say, the daycare worker or the school teacher, they get to stab the watermelon cake with a big sharp knife, which I think they deserve that satisfaction, you know, to kind of go, sink the knife in.
I don't know who they're picturing while they're doing it, but imagine so, yes. I think anyone would like that, right?
Oh, so much. And listen, I know that you think you've got to work really hard to make your loved ones feel loved. This is actually pretty easy and kind of therapeutic and fun. You don't have to work that hard. It still looks super impressive. And if you want to see one that I did for my son, I've got photos on the 5-Minute Food Fixes Instagram.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.